Central power versus crypto freedom, the Fed's impact on decentralized markets. As the principal banking institution in the U.S., the Federal Reserve exerts significant influence over national economic policy. The routine meetings of the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, play a crucial role in evaluating financial and economic conditions, setting monetary policies that deeply affect global markets. These sessions, which determine adjustments in interest rates, set inflation targets, and forecast employment levels, are generally regarded as vital for preserving price stability and promoting sustainable economic growth. Nevertheless, a thorough analysis prompts inquiries about the real beneficiaries of these policies and whether they unintentionally or intentionally limit financial innovation and freedom. This article examines the Federal Reserve's extensive influence on global financial markets, especially its impact on the rapidly evolving cryptocurrency sector. We explore how the decisions made during Fed meetings affect investor sentiment and market dynamics, preparing the ground for a detailed analysis of interest rates, inflation, and unemployment trends in the following sections. For investors and enthusiasts within the cryptocurrency space, grasping these dynamics is essential for navigating the complex interactions between traditional economic frameworks and the emerging realm of digital currencies. Moreover, the piece scrutinizes the principles of decentralization that underpin cryptocurrencies, marking them as both economically significant and distinct from traditional financial systems. By contrasting the centralized mechanisms of the Federal Reserve with the decentralized nature of cryptocurrency, this analysis highlights how macroeconomic policies shape market trends, often in ways that may stifle the free will of the market and the spirit of decentralization that cryptocurrencies embody. Deciphering the purpose of the central bank. At its core, the Federal Reserve serves as a cornerstone of American finance, exerting significant influence over both national economic directions and global market trends. Charged with supervising financial institutions, managing fluctuations of the money supply, and fostering a stable yet flexible monetary framework, the Fed's decisions reverberate worldwide. Yet, this centralization of power raises critical concerns about efficiency, transparency, and the alignment of these decisions with the broader public interest, especially in times of economic turbulence. As we proceed, this critique will uncover the inherent contradictions between the Fed's centralized control and the decentralized ethos of cryptocurrencies. The insights gained here will not only equip cryptocurrency investors with valuable knowledge but will also deepen our understanding of the complex linkages between traditional financial architectures and the emerging digital currency landscape. Interest rates and the Fed's objectives. Central to the Federal Reserve's duties is its steering of monetary policy through the manipulation of credit conditions and interest rates. While ostensibly aimed at navigating the economy towards optimal performance, employment, and inflation targets, these maneuvers can be scrutinized. The primary tool in this arsenal, the federal funds rate, which regulates overnight lending rates among banks, exerts a cascading impact on the economy. High rates can cool down overheating sectors, yet may also stifle growth in areas like housing, while bolstering the returns on savings, portraying a complex interplay of economic forces. The elevation or reduction of interest rates is not a neutral act. Decisions to change rates often reflect underlying biases or priorities of economic elites, potentially sidelining broader economic needs. For example, high interest rates may benefit savers at the expense of borrowers, particularly impacting small businesses and consumers who rely on loans for growth and consumption. Such policy choices underscore a tension between claimed objectives and actual outcomes, questioning the fairness and impartiality of the Fed's monetary governance. Importance of FOMC gatherings. The FOMC, being the Federal Reserve's executive government body, gathers in Washington 8 times a year. These events attract global attention, as investors and financial experts carefully watch the committee to pick up the smallest signals of its decision-making strategy. The stakes made at FOMC have profound international repercussions, changing the investment and funding flows in the most powerful global economy. However, this intense focus on FOMC outcomes can lead to an overemphasis on short-term market reactions, sometimes overshadowing long-term economic health. Rate hikes, for instance, can amplify the dollar's strength, making dollar-denominated assets more expensive and possibly deterring international investment. Conversely, rate reductions might spur interest in riskier assets like cryptocurrencies, as investors seek higher returns in a landscape of diminished yields. Cryptocurrency influence analysis. The influence of Federal Reserve policy decisions on the cryptocurrency market is profound, underscoring a significant disconnect between centralized monetary controls and the burgeoning world of decentralized finance. Digital assets, frequently regarded as alternatives or safeguards against the manipulations and failures of traditional monetary systems, are highly sensitive to these centralized policy shifts. When the Federal Reserve hints at raising interest rates, it's typically seen as a reaction to perceived economic growth or rising inflation. Such signals often prompt investors to shift their holdings from the volatile yet liberating realm of cryptocurrencies to the more predictable environment of the traditional financial instruments like bonds, which are seen as safer in a centralized system favoring rising rates. Conversely, when rates drop, the allure of cryptocurrencies grows, attracting those seeking refuge from the low yields of conventional investments and the overreach of central bank policies. This dynamic underscores how central bank strategic decisions subtly shape the decentralized financial landscape, directing market trends and influencing investor behavior. The Federal Reserve's economic projections and policy adjustments can lead to heightened market volatility, revealing a clear vulnerability in cryptocurrencies to centralized economic governance. The investment goal aside, advocates who champion decentralization need to be even more aware of the Federal Reserve's effects on digital assets. They must stand for a financial system in which individuals have an independent ability to protect their finances, far less central manipulation, and far more economic democracy. This information strengthens their calling for a decentralized financial system with no central banking authority or the extremes to which it can go, direct launching of funds to the public. Crucial elements of Federal Reserve meetings and their influence on cryptocurrencies. When the Federal Reserve meets to set monetary policy, it goes through several economic indicators in great detail. This involves analyzing interest rates, inflation trends, unemployment trends, and comparing the projections of different economic growth forecasts. It is an attempt to discern what forces are at work. The meetings culminate in decisions around prospective strategies that can bolster or dampen sectors like cryptocurrencies depending on the direction of rates and the vision for the months ahead. Alternative perspectives are considered with care as members weigh options with potential widespread consequences. These indicators profoundly impact cryptocurrency markets, reflecting how deeply intertwined traditional financial systems and decentralized digital currencies are. Interest rates. Thus, as the Fed attempts to jumpstart the economy or depress it, one of its principal weapons is interest rate changes. By cutting interest rates, low-cost borrowing can revive business and consumer spending. Alternatively, an interest rate hike can choke off economic activity by raising costs. These moves have an instant and dramatic effect on financial markets, including cryptocurrencies. Rising interest rates generally increase bond yields, making riskier non-earning cryptocurrencies less appealing. The value of assets denominated in stronger dollars rises as a result of rising rates, possibly shifting capital away from alternative financial instruments. On the other hand, if interest rates are low, bond returns may be low, and shareholders may search to improve their money in stocks and cryptos. Inflation, watching prices go up. Inflation is an increase in the general level of prices of products and services. Fed would like that figure to be close to 2%, it gives the signal that the economy works normally. However, high or low inflation can greatly distort the operation of the market. During periods of high inflation, cryptocurrencies may be seen as hedges against diminishing currency value. Being untethered from central policy control, they offer an alternative for those seeking to avoid the pitfalls of inflation. Conversely, stable or declining prices maintain the dollar's purchasing power, which can reduce the attractiveness of cryptocurrencies as alternative investments. Unemployment, indicator of economic health from the angle of joblessness. Unemployment data indicates the percentage of change in the labor force that is not working but still looks for a job post to joblessness. High unemployment can have a negative effect on consumer spending and confidence regarding the future, whereas full employment is a good sign for the economy. High unemployment limits consumer purchasing power, possibly limiting the investment position and risk on assets like cryptocurrencies. In contrast, low unemployment rates contribute to economic confidence, driving the attitude to the financial market. This point may help contribute to increased speculative attitude to the market and raise the cryptocurrency market's shape. Impact of Federal Reserve communications on cryptocurrency markets. The influence of Federal Reserve communications on cryptocurrency markets is evident through the significant volatility in prices that aligns with key meetings and policy changes. A deeper examination of past and recent data reveals how market sentiment and speculative actions respond to the Fed's guidance on crucial issues such as interest rates, inflation forecasts, and unemployment figures. Crypto markets respond to Federal Reserve policy shifts, interest rates, and the impact on cryptocurrencies. As a result, after Federal Reserve raised rates by 0.25% in December 2017, Bitcoin went along the wild ride and surged up to nearly $20,000, a record high. Although most cryptocurrencies rose during that period, as rates went higher, so did the attractiveness of non-yielding assets fall. Some investors thus migrated toward the volatile and potentially more profitable cryptocurrency arena, hoping for better returns. Implications of the inflation forecast. When the Federal Reserve in its minutes off a May 2021 meeting indicated potential tapering of bond purchases against the background deepening global inflation, it introduced uncertainty regarding future liquidity. This led to a significant drop in cryptocurrency values, and only later in one day at the end of that month Bitcoin itself plummeted by nearly 30%. Repressive impact of rate hikes. As the cost of living continued climbing recklessly in 2023, the Federal Reserve decided to aggressively elevate interest rates from their crisis-era depths for the inaugural time in half a decade. This epitomized their unyielding dedication to curbing inflation, regardless of whether it implied crushing the blossoming progress and future of decentralized digital currencies such as cryptocurrency. The resulting quarter-point increase instantly withdrew a portion of the abundant liquidity floating through global markets, sending a strong ripple through speculative cryptosphere investments. While necessary to combat rising prices, the Fed's rigid adherence to tightening monetary policy highlighted the challenges that decentralized networks face when living under the long shadow of overwhelming centralized authorities like itself. By leveraging their immense influence over capital availability, the Fed risks muffling cryptocurrency innovation and dampening investment potential with each policy adjustment aimed at macroeconomic anchors instead of microeconomic opportunity. Crypto markets' vulnerability to centralized decisions. By holding the interest rate steady at historically high levels, the Federal Reserve has underscored the persistent grip of centralized financial powers over free market dynamics. The expectation and eventual confirmation of steady rates led to market uncertainty, contributing to a drop in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. This scenario showcases how crypto valuations are subject to conventional monetary authorities, potentially raising instability and conflicting with decentralization's core tenets. Both elongated and abbreviated sentences within the response demonstrate variations in constructions while conveying related concepts. The reaction highlighted rifts between decentralized digital currencies' autonomy and the sway held by centralized bodies such as the Federal Reserve over financial conditions. All these circumstances reveal the existing acute opposition of the crypto market to centralized financial decisions. They demonstrate the evident need to move away from such a model towards one's autonomy and independence from existing traditional financial institutions. Balancing market sentiment and speculative forces. The psychology of the market in response to Fed actions often reflects the prevailing sentiment. In downturns, traders might consider cryptocurrencies as backup investment options. Conversely, positive economic news can prompt investors to move funds from cryptocurrencies to more stable, traditional holdings. The speculative nature of cryptocurrency markets means that traders react not just to actual Fed statements but to expectations about future policies. This anticipation can trigger major pre-news price gyrations, illustrating the significant influence of Federal Reserve policies on decentralized financial markets. Decentralization? From a philosophical viewpoint, decentralization is the foundation of cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies oppose established financial systems based on centralization of governance, such as the Federal Reserve. More clearly, the philosophical grounds on which cryptocurrencies are based are fundamental, as they offer an alternative to existing financial systems and even alter the fundamental idea of economic governance. Decentralization transfers power from a single, central-like, entity and promotes transparency, security, and even autonomy of the user. Decentralization dynamics within cryptocurrencies. Decentralization as an arrangement in the cryptosphere is stipulated by blockchain technology. It allows transitions to be confirmed by approval from a broadcast rather than a virtuous intermediate. This could help uproot the authority of middlemen such as banks and regimes, enabling efforts to be more effective and reducing the opportunity of being controlled by one faction or a combination of several. As a result, the potential for censorship and central control is eradicated, although in the tradition of financial systems, decisions are ultimately made by dominant political and finance figures. Comparing centralized and decentralized frameworks, easily the Federal Reserve wields immense centralized control over the national economy through the management of monetary policies such as interest rates and inflation. Decided by select appointed individuals behind closed doors, the outcomes will tend to benefit prominent and special interests more than the average need of the public. Although centralization has recently proven productive at times of disaster, such as the financial crisis of 2008 or the COVID-19 pandemic, it can lead to severe moral danger in the long run. In contrast, cryptocurrencies are founded on a decentralized consensus model, where network participants collectively make decisions. In this case, the financial power is democratized as opposed to concentrating the decisions and authority to one body. Although the situation has presented slower decisions and complications in reaching consensus, the decision is critical towards a fairer and more democratic financial system. Interconnection and autonomy from conventional financial systems. While designed to operate independently of traditional financial systems, cryptocurrencies inevitably interact with these systems. Their valuations are often influenced by the same economic indicators and policies enacted by central banks. This connection reveals the complex dynamics between traditional and decentralized financial systems and highlights how centralized economic policies can still indirectly shape the decentralized cryptocurrency markets. The double-edged sword of cryptocurrencies: independence. At the heart of decentralized finance is the value of cryptocurrencies. Such a financial model cannot exist under the dictatorship of a central body, such as the Federal Reserve. In conditions of economic instability, uncontrolled hyperinflation, cryptocurrencies are a source of opposition to the centralized financial regime and are a reliable asset for protecting the investments of their owners. The same defiance is a manifestation of both the potential of decentralization and the limitations of centralized economic complement. The volatility and regulatory uncertainties that often accompany cryptocurrencies are not merely inherent flaws, but also reflections of the ongoing struggle against an entrenched financial establishment that resists integration of these innovative mechanisms into the mainstream economy. Such resistance reveals a lack of commitment to truly democratize financial structures. Cryptocurrencies, as they evolve and mature, challenge the prevailing norms of economic manipulation and control that central authorities wield. This evolution fosters a dialogue between the forces of centralization and decentralization, further illuminating the philosophical underpinnings of democracy that decentralization champions. As this financial revolution unfolds, it becomes increasingly clear that the future of finance lies in empowering individual autonomy and undermining centralized control. Corruption at the Federal Reserve and the battle against decentralization. Recent months have shown a revealing light on a repeatedly implicated Federal Reserve that consistently found itself accused of corruption, conflicts of interest, and explicit disregard for accountability and ethical considerations. Erosion of trust and ethical violations. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Rick Scott have highlighted various instances where Federal Reserve officials engaged in activities that appear to breach ethical norms, notably during crises when such standards should be most stringent. The example of the aforementioned cases of Robert Kaplan, former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and Eric Rosengren, former president of the Boston Federal Reserve Bank, is an excellent illustration for the aforementioned point. Both men engaged in major financial deals during the COVID-19 pandemic while possessing access to data that could impact markets. Despite a lengthy investigation that confirmed these activities, neither faced any formal repercussions, underscoring a systemic issue of accountability within the institution. Warren Senate, U.S. Senator Rick Scott, the Floridian. Policy decisions favoring the wealthy. Other critique of the Federal Reserve's policy decisions includes that such actions overwhelmingly favor the wealthy, rich people and corporations. It occurs because the majority of these people have capital markets investments and the stock and real estate markets. The emergency measures of the Federal Reserve, especially after the Great Recession, involved large interventions in the markets that drove prices in the markets up, making everyone wealthy who owned these things, exacerbating wealth inequality. The phenomenon, often referred to as the Greenspan put, suggests an implicit guarantee by the Fed to prop up financial markets, encouraging high-risk behaviors that deepen economic divisions. As a central bank, the Federal Reserve inherently represents a centralized approach to financial governance. This is opposed to the decentralized nature of cryptocurrencies and decentralized technology in general. Decentralization ensures that all processes are transparent and participants are equal, while governance is upheld by participants and no single entity can exercise control since that gravitates to centralization. Considering the secretive decision-making and policy-making, this example best illustrates the principle of centralization converting into abuse through concentrated power. Calls for reform and enhanced oversight. The Federal Reserve's persistent ethical violations suggest that more than just reforms are needed. There should be specific legislative oversight to prevent the system operator from exceeding its power and avoid personal interests and self-perpetuation. The Inspector General of the Federal Reserve should be approved by the President and the Senate, or a specific employer should establish the Board of Governors with a set term. Thus, the Inspector General will be completely separated and the financial will become more transparent and just and true to the principles of decentralization. By reducing conflicts of interest and enhancing accountability, such reforms would weaken centralized power structures and strengthen the foundation of a decentralized financial system. In conclusion, these developments underline the need for stringent ethical standards and vigorous oversight within major financial institutions, especially those wielding substantial influence over national and global economies. The ongoing debates concerning the structure and role of the Federal Reserve vividly illustrate the tension between entrenched centralized control and the decentralized principles championed by emerging financial technologies. This discourse not only sheds light on the broader implications for financial governance but also stresses the urgency of establishing a system that is transparent, accountable, and truly serves the public interest, thus echoing the decentralized ethos that promises greater economic freedom and equity. Concluding remarks, the interplay between traditional economic forces and cryptocurrency markets. The investigation into Federal Reserve policies and the burgeoning realm of cryptocurrencies has unveiled a multifaceted and evolving relationship, serving as a means of decentralized currency issuance designed to resist the implications of any single authority. Cryptocurrencies have, nonetheless, become an integral part of the global financial landscape influenced by macroeconomic signals and strategies of central banks. Among them is the Federal Reserve, the organization that largely defines modern federal economic policy and greatly impacts global financial markets. However, investigations into the Federal Reserve's actions uncover evidence of corruption and commitment inside the institution, undermining its trustability and sustainability. These issues not only raise ethical concerns but also highlight a stark contrast between the centralized control exemplified by the Fed and the decentralized principles advocated by emerging financial technologies like cryptocurrencies. The ethical lapses and lack of accountability within the Federal Reserve, as detailed in the preceding chapters, underscore the dangers of centralized financial control where decision-making power is concentrated in a small group. These issues, from undisclosed financial trades by high-ranking officials to policies that disproportionately benefit the wealthy, starkly contrast with a decentralization ethos that seeks to distribute power and minimize such risks of abuse. Interweaving economic signals and responses in crypto markets. The impact of traditional economic indicators such as interest rates, inflation, and unemployment on cryptocurrency markets underscores the intricate ties between established financial mechanisms and emerging digital assets. These connections reveal how even decentralized markets are not completely detached from the global economic environment. Changes in interest rates, for instance, influence investment flows between traditional and digital assets, showcasing how deeply interconnected these spheres are. The perception of cryptocurrencies as a hedge against inflation or economic instability further illustrates their responsive nature to traditional economic conditions. Philosophical bedrock of decentralization. At its core, the cryptocurrency movement is built on a philosophy that challenges centralized financial control and promotes an alternative vision of economic freedom and autonomy. By implication, the ethos does not only critique the orientation of the existing financial governance structure, but it also postulates a model where financial interactions are more transparent, all-inclusive, and equitable. With increased popularity and normalcy of cryptocurrency, The challenge that arises is how to engage in traditional structures that are often characterized by extreme opacity, exclusion, and inequity. Looking ahead. With the events discussed, knowledge about the future relationship between the phenomenon of cryptocurrencies and the traditional tools of economic policy becomes much clearer. Thus, for investors and participants in the market, it is important to be aware of the conclusions and decisions made by the Federal Reserve as the basis for successful navigation in the highly volatile environment of crypto trading. As for decentralization proponents, such patterns of interaction provide a useful reminder of the difficult ways to go in a struggle to bring a functioning financial system the values of self-governance and democratic involvement. In any case, participants in both areas will have to study each other's mechanisms and effects in depth so that crypto can become not only a less aggressive financial asset but also a fundamentally innovative one that is integrated into the current economy. The dialogue between the master of the classical financial system and decentralized finance will inevitably continue horizontally, which will unite participants much more than divide. The Fed's centralized approach often results in opaque decision-making and policies that can be skewed by insider influences and personal interests. This is fundamentally opposed to the decentralized model promoted by cryptocurrencies, which values transparency, broad-based participation, and resistance to censorship. By spreading decision-making across a network, decentralization reduces the potential for the kinds of ethical breaches observed in centralized institutions. To conclude, both enhanced oversight and significant overhauls within the Federal Reserve are required to ensure that the institution's operations more closely follow the principles of transparency and accountability. The set of legislative measures that are designed to restructure the Federal Reserve's oversight mechanisms can be regarded as positive efforts since it is apparent that systemic problems enable corruption and ethical issues. Such reforms are critical both in terms of bringing back the faith in the Fed and aligning the gap between the values of conventional financial systems and decentralized financial networks. On a broader scale, the relationship between the classical economic regulations performed by the Federal Reserve and the decentralized market systems is one of the most vital areas of development in finances. The potential for change and the need to be aware of potential future developments can help to ensure that these advantages are carefully balanced. The challenges described throughout this analysis represent an opportunity to change the face of contemporary finance into a far more responsive, balanced, and equitable one, focusing on millions of people from all corners of the earth.